Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. In the race for mayor, Mayor Adams reacting this morning after Curtis Sliwa accused Andrew Cuomo of trying to bribe Sliwa to get him out of the mayor's race. And Sliwa claimed that Adams was offered the same. Adams reacting today in his press conference.
The only fact about Curtis Sliwa is that Curtis Sliwa is a liar. That's the only fact. Any other fact of a red beret, cape wearing, 100 cats in a studio, come on, Curtis Sliwa. it's almost laughable.
Adams also took aim at frontrunner Zoran Mamdani, accusing Mamdani of making promises he can't keep and saying if he becomes mayor, he'll make the city less safe. In Upper Manhattan, police are now looking for a man wanted in a violent home invasion. They say a 99-year-old man was standing outside his building Monday morning when the suspect grabbed him and pushed his way inside. Once inside the building, the man put a firearm to the victim's throat, ordering him to his office, where he took $20,000 in cash before taking off. The elderly man was taken to a local hospital with two broken fingers and a laceration to the hand. The NYPD has released photos of the suspect. They're asking anyone with information about him to call Crime Stoppers. It was a scary scene at Penn Station last night. A man shot when he tried to rob a couple of off-duty police officers. Our Glenn Chuck has the details.
The husband and wife couple off duty headed home after working a long day near the United Nations, trying to get on the LIRR near Track 18 when they say the 32-year-old man confronted them and tried to rob them. And during the scuffle with the husband, the wife decided to take out her service weapon and fire the single shot, sending the suspect to Bellevue where he's in stable condition. Charlton D'Souza is with the group Passengers United, and he came here.
This could have been anyone. Obviously, nowhere safe right now in New York City. We always tell people to secure your belongings and look everywhere where you are.
Police have given us some more information about the suspect. They say he's been living on and off in a shelter in Brooklyn and has been arrested at least 5 times. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, here at Penn Station.
There's been a string of phone robberies across Brooklyn and Manhattan, and now the NYPD is sending out some warnings and asking New Yorkers for help. Police say at least 7 people had their phones snatched in the series of late-night attacks this summer, mostly in Williamsburg and Soho. In each case, a group of people approached the victims, asked to use their phone, and then took off with it. No injuries were reported. Cops have now released surveillance images from several of the incidents. The driver accused of killing a German tourist and critically injuring her husband in a hit-and-run in Midtown yesterday will be in court today. The crash happened just after 2:30 yesterday afternoon at the corner of 40th Street and 5th Avenue. Police say a blue Toyota Sienna hit the couple while backing up out of an intersection at a red light and, after hitting them, fled the scene. But officers caught up with him just a few blocks away at 8th Avenue and West 38th Street. The 50-year-old woman died at the scene. Her husband remains in critical condition at Bellevue Hospital. 40-year-old Mohammed Abu Zaid will now face multiple charges at his court appearance today. Uber and Lyft drivers are rallying outside City Hall this morning to protest what they say is zero job security. They want the city council to pass Intro 276, a bill that would stop companies from deactivating drivers without warning or explanation. We spoke to council member Shekhar Krishnan, who'll be there.
Right now, Lyft and Uber are the prosecutor, judge, and jury of these cases. They decide when a driver should be deactivated. They make that decision, and then they are the ones who decide also whether that decision was the right one or the wrong one.
We've reached out to Uber and Lyft for comments. The rally set to start at 11:30. New Jersey's race for governor is neck and neck. A new Emerson College poll has Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli tied at 43%. Sherrill holds a big lead among younger voters. Cittarelli does better with men and older voters. President Trump is backing Cittarelli, posting on social media that he'll be a, quote, great governor, and blasting Sherrill on issues like taxes. The poll also found that voters are split on who's to blame for rising utility costs in the state, though more than a third point to the power companies.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.